early to speculate what changes would be taking place at the moment, although there's a change of leadership. Normally, this is a window of opportunity to change policies. But at the moment, I would assume that the post-leadership change is going to be having to address stabilization issues.
Now, you're calling on the leadership to address long-standing human rights issues in the country. What are some of these issues that you would like to see addressed?
The overriding issue now with regard to the interest of the people of the DPRK would be to ensure that the basic needs for a normal livelihood is assured. The right to food would be primary. This is the overriding issue that the country will have to, and the government will have to address in a way that convinces the international community that it is doing something about this rather than diverting resources for military purposes.
What about the political engagement with the rest of the world?
With regard to the international community, I think foremost is, again, to show the world that it is at the point of instituting reforms within the country. And primarily this has to do, of course, with a complete improvement of the human rights conditions.
Have you been able to get information about the human rights situation in the country?
We have a credible quantity and quality of information, which I was then able to corroborate during my visits to the neighboring countries that are primarily impacted by the situation of denial of human rights in the country. These information have been amply corroborated and shows a coherent and consistent pattern of human rights violations based on credible sources, including from the asylum seekers and those fleeing from the country that have been on the rise in recent times.
And have they been telling you what kind of violations are going on in DPRK?
Let me put it like this. I don't want to go into the details of what my predecessor had described as horrific conditions. But if a country continues to be a humanitarian basket case year in, year out, it is a state that has no capacity at all in promoting human rights. All rights in the DPRK are state-given rights. And therefore, by sheer definition, there are no human rights because all rights given to citizens are accorded to the citizens at the pleasure of the state. Therefore, you can imagine that both as a humanitarian basket case and a regime with that kind of ideology adds up to a state where a near total denial of human rights prevails.